From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama delivers his final State of the Union address. In that address to a joint session of Congress late Tuesday, Mr. Obama urged Americans not to fear the future.
Our unique strengths as a nation, our optimism and work ethic, our spirit of discovery, our diversity, our commitment to rule of law, these things give us everything we need to ensure prosperity and security for generations to come.
The president said the U.S. economy is improving, and he vowed to make his top foreign policy priority protecting the American people from terrorist networks.
Both Al-Qaeda and now ISIL pose a direct threat to our people because in today's world, even a handful of terrorists who place no value on human life, including their own, can do a lot of damage.
He said over the past year, the U.S. has helped stop the spread of Ebola, forged a new free trade agreement in the Pacific, restarted diplomatic relations with Cuba, and sealed the Iran nuclear deal. U.S. defense sources say the crews of two small U.S. Navy vessels held by Iran are to be released Wednesday. They were transiting between Kuwait and Bahrain when they lost contact and may have suffered mechanical trouble. Former diplomat James Jeffrey of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says it's important to know if this is a case of innocent passage.
Just because a foreign military vessel enters your waters doesn't mean that you can seize that vessel and the personnel.
The Iranian Fars News Agency said the crew members had been arrested for being inside Iranian territorial waters. The incident comes less than a month after U.S. officials accused Iran of conducting a rocket test near U.S. warships. Ghanaian President John Mahama Tuesday defended his decision to accept two Yemenis released from the U.S. military detention center in Cuba. This is VOA News. The U.N. resident and humanitarian coordinator in Syria Tuesday described what he called the horrible and terrible situation in the besieged Syrian town of Madaya. Yaqub Hillo spoke to reporters at U.N. headquarters by telephone from Damascus.
We saw a people that are desperate, a people that are cold, a people that are hungry, a people that have almost lost hope that the world cares about their plight, and a people that are demanding, and this is a message I'm conveying on their behalf, they are demanding that the international community does all it can to lift siege.
Aid workers who reached Madaya Monday described among the worst sights they've seen in the five-year civil war, including people starving to death in the streets. The UN says some 400,000 Syrians live in areas besieged by the government, rebels, or armed groups. Meanwhile, UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, meets with diplomats in Geneva Wednesday ahead of planned peace talks later this month. At least seven people are now known dead after an explosion and subsequent gun battle in the eastern Afghan city Jalalabad Wednesday. Authorities say the violence began when a suicide bomber killed himself near the Pakistani consulate. The attack occurred as delegates from Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States meeting in Islamabad renewed efforts to end the 15-year war between the U.S.-backed Afghan government and the country's Taliban leaders. Crude oil prices rebounded a bit Wednesday after falling again Tuesday to the lowest level in 12 years. Prices briefly fell below $30 a barrel after peaking around $100 just 18 months ago. Carl Larry is with the consultancy Frost & Sullivan, said the current price may represent a bottoming out after a long slide.
We have seen strong demand for crude oil in the U.S. The runs here we've seen going to refineries have hit a record 16.1 million barrels a day last year, but the rest of the world remains in a really deep oil glut, and that might keep pressure on prices here, at least in the near term.
U.S. crude oil production is expected to fall almost 700,000 barrels per day this year, the first annual decline since 2008. Senior U.S. officials reaffirmed Washington's ironclad security commitment to the Philippines Tuesday, following a ruling by the Philippine Supreme Court upholding a bilateral defense agreement with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter meeting with their Filipino counterparts in Washington for talks on revitalizing their bilateral alliance. And Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara Tuesday changed several key posts in his government following his strong re-election victory last year. 9 of the 36 cabinet posts are to be filled by women. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.